informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday morning. And this is the time to have our dear friend Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publisher joining us on Pep Talk. If you should happen to have a question or want to find out a little more about Ballinger Publishing, you can text us at 850-437-1620. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
It's Monday, and it's a short week for most.
Yes.
With
yes,
Thanksgiving
I'm looking forward
corner.
To Thanksgiving. Take a little time off.
I think that would be great.
Yes. And we have Chamber of Commerce weather.
Yes, we do. It is gorgeous out this morning. It's
Beautiful.
Supposed to be 75-ish today.
Yeah.
In the middle of November where they have snow up north. Thank you very much. I have no interest in being up there.
As you know, I lived for many years up north, and I remember those, well, even at Thanksgiving, a foot of snow and zero wind chill. Happy days.
Yes. Well, I have no regrets moving south because we still get a little cool weather where I can break out those three sweaters that I own and have just a couple of days. Usually in January, we'll get some weather. But that's good.
If you remember just a few years ago, the bridge was closed for over to Gulf Breeze for a couple of days with ice over. So we've had our share.
But just enough.
Yes.
No more than we need.
More than enough.
More than enough.
Yeah.
So did you have a good weekend this weekend?
Yes, great. Thank you. I took advantage of the weather yesterday and played a little golf.
Oh.
Beautiful. Absolutely perfect.
That sounds like fun. Yesterday was beautiful. I went out to the Creek Fest, the festival that was in Milton.
Oh, yes.
Which was very cool. I had never gone to that before, so I got some jewelry, a necklace, a couple things. So,
yeah,
I love it. It was really, really special event, and they had the dancing and some tribal stories, and you could meet all the different people, and it was really, I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Last Wednesday, I went to the Baptist Foundation annual meeting.
How did that go?
Oh, it's great. You know, they give awards to hospital staff that have done an outstanding job. And there's certainly plenty of those to choose from.
I was
going to
say, do they have something for everyone?
No, unfortunately,
every
not
nurse
for everyone.
That works, any nurse has my ultimate respect. They need to. Every one of them deserves an award.
Yes.
So that sounds like fun.
Yes, it was great fun, and saw lots of good friends and had a great time.
So I know you've been on the show a long time. You're definitely, I'm the rookie here. So how long have you been on this show?
I think I've probably 15 years.
So you started when Wendy Summers was here.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Wendy and I are good friends.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to emulate her and how she was running the show. But one of the things I thought I'd mention is someone might be new to the area. Maybe they've just tuned in for the first time. So when you say Ballinger Publishing, what does that include? Because some folks may not know what all the different publications you have and ways you help the community.
If we have to get to business, well,
I think we should probably,
probably
use a little
should.
Bit of this time for business.
Ballinger Publishing, our flagship publication is, of course, Pensacola Magazine. It's the lifestyle magazine. It was established in 1987. And I'll try and give the elevator pitch rather than the long pitch. But essentially, the difference with Pensacola Magazine is that we have full-time staff, editorial and graphics, that are very connected to the community. And so the product is, I'm just trying to think of the right word, but again, connected to the community. They're involved in the community, so they're in touch with all the latest things. What's kind of happening under the surface?
Well, on the cover it says culture and lifestyle.
Yes, exactly.
And so you really do cover that. I mean, I'm looking at the last issue from the fall.
Yeah.
And you really, it's a broad range of topics.
Yeah, our philosophy is that Pensacola is a wonderful town in respect, particularly the cultural scene is so great. And so we want to report on that, make people aware, and highlight the positive things. There's lots of ways to get negative news.
True, but
we highlight the positive news,
and that's important.
Yeah, Yeah.
And believe it or not, this is the reason I've lived here now over 20 years is that this is a great community. What I love about this community is how much we care for each other.
Yes.
We just had Council on Aging on. And by the way, Malcolm is Small World Chairman of the Board of the Council on Aging. And they are just one example of one of the many nonprofits in this community that does so much.
Yeah. I wonder if Emily would mind if I say that she is a Ballinger. Is it alumnus? Is that the right?
Yes, I think. Yeah, she would be. I'm sure fine with that. We were laughing about that.
Yeah,
because she used to be with you as an editor, and she's the editor now for the Coming of Age magazine.
Correct. She's turned out pretty good, despite Ballinger Publishing.
Despite
the terrible start she had in
her
life.
Influence. Okay.
That shows character.
Yes, it does. Let me tell you. I've known Malcolm a long time.
And
yes, it does. In
as well as Pensacola Magazine, we do, of course, Business Climate. We do Coming of Age Magazine. We do a lot of legal publications, the Bar Association Quarterly. We have a weekly publication called Summation Weekly, which is very much a community newspaper, but focuses on legal issues and legal notices, etc.
That's interesting, because I imagine that changes constantly.
Yes.
So that's why that's the weekly summation.
And then we do things like the International Billfish Tournament brochure, the Medical Society Directory, the Bar Association Directory. And I'm very proud to say that we do the opera program, the symphony program, and the ballet program.
Which are all beautiful and very high quality.
Because
sometimes you go to events and it's like looks like it's been mimeographed. Well, unless I just aged myself, mimeographed. Yeah. It's copied on a copy or somewhere.
Boy, you're showing your age.
Yes, I just slipped right out, didn't
yes.
it? But yeah, but copied on a copy. I mean,
yes.
So when I go, I do notice the quality. It's first class. It's usually glossy. It's bound together. They're beautiful.
I'm extremely proud of Pensacola Magazine, of course. But I'm also very, very proud of those publications, because I think they showcase the cultural scene in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
We have a wonderful opera. I just happen to be on the board, so I'm a little biased. But no, that's not true. I have been for a long time an opera lover, and we have a great organization. The symphony also is incredibly good. I'm really looking forward to the New Year's Eve concert. Out there, if you don't have your tickets, if you don't normally go to the symphony because, well, you might think it's a little highbrow and stuffy people, New Year's Eve is different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not suggesting it's stuffy the rest of the year, because it's not, but especially on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And I'm not sure who the artist is, but they bring in a more popular, that's a wrong expression, but somebody more...
Relatable, maybe?
Yes.
A little bit more relatable. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, they had a sort of like a Harry Connick type singer that was really, really good.
Well, that sounds good. So we're going to be back in just a few minutes here. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger for Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel at News Radio 92.3. You've got a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
When you find out you're pregnant, everything changes. Every choice now impacts a child's future. Research has proven that smoking weed while pregnant can hurt babies. Cannabis passes through the placenta, leading to brain development issues, anxiety, poor academic performance, and physical problems at birth. Any use of THC while breastfeeding is also dangerous for babies. Your child or grandchild's future starts now. Don't put it at risk. Say no to marijuana while pregnant. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had some really good conversations about transgenderism in this culture and the bathroom debate on Capitol Hill, women serving in every role in the military and the Pete Hegseth nomination, and the significance of Russia's decision to use a new type of missile on the battle space in Ukraine. Matt Gaetz's comments on a podcast about what he wants to do in the future and why his nomination didn't work out. And congressional candidate for CD1, Jeff Witt. You can find all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and my guest this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
So we have some, looks like we have some tickets to give away today.
Yes, this, we have tickets for Saturday, November 30th. That's this coming Saturday. Now, I just have two tickets.
This is for the Ice Flyers.
For the Ice Flyers. Okay. Yes, I should have said Ice Flyers.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure.
All right.
There's two tickets. The reason there's only two this week is that I'm going to sit in the other two.
So you're gonna
have to suffer me next to you.
There you go.
You may not want to end.
So keep that in mind.
You may not want to enter the contest in consequence.
That's not true. Now you're gonna have more people signing up. That's how that's gonna work. Okay, so if you're interested in the tickets, the number's 850.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh wait.
Wait, have
okay.
to text. Yeah. No. Oh, no phone.
You have to text.
Text. You have to text it. No.
Oh, sorry.
Wait a moment.
Yes, sir.
They have to text in their name.
Okay.
First and last name, email address, absolutely essential because we email the tickets. They're digital tickets, e-tickets. And you have to answer a very difficult question.
And the question is?
If you get this wrong, then there's no hope for you because the question is, what is your favorite Pensacola magazine? Or what is the best Pensacola? Now, if you get this wrong, we'll send some kind of electrical thing back down the line and explode your phone.
So
if you get the answer wrong.
So what is the best Pensacola magazine? Yeah. And what is your favorite Pensacola magazine?
Yes, it's one and the same. Yes. Email address and name.
And your name, your full
name.
And
then I will email the tickets to you. Again, there's only two. And you'll have the pleasure of sitting next to me.
Okay. So the text number is 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Include your full name, your email address, and the answer to this question, what is your favorite Pensacola magazine? All right. So we'll wait for those to come in. So we'll see who we have as a winner. And in the meantime, we were discussing this community and the amazing things, which are so many of them are covered in Pensacola Magazine and some of your publications. And you were talking right before the break about being at the Symphony, and they do have a big event coming up on New Year's.
Yes.
Which sounds like, I've never done it, and it sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's more like a concert.
And everybody dresses up, I'm guessing, for the New Year?
Some. But it's perfectly permissible to be in jeans.
Okay.
I generally put slacks and a shirt on, but you don't have to dress up. You don't have to wear black tie. It's not stuffy. It's very relaxed.
Okay.
And there is, again, it's a concert atmosphere. I think the best way to describe it is rather like they also had a Sinatra type singer, I remember 3 or 4 years ago, that was really, really good. So that's the kind of music, popular. I'm sure there's an expression for it.
Current, maybe. Popular is probably right.
Yeah.
Something that people can relate to a little bit more than possibly a Bach concert or something that's more
so
traditional.
It's generally over by 9:30. So then you can go about your business if you want to go to a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, that's a great thing.
So you can do both.
So you could go to the concert, and then you could go out to Pensacola Beach to see the fireworks at midnight.
If you so desire, yes.
There you go. A little plug-in for Pensacola Beach.
Yeah.
So you're a huge opera fan as well. And sometimes people get confused about opera, but I find that the interesting thing that I love about opera, and of course I'm a theater person, but they're always beautiful stories. The stories are usually very compelling.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, that unfortunately somebody dies at the end of the opera. But I guess that's life. People do die.
Well, it's usually about
stabbed or poisoned or something.
It's usually love or unrequited love or something to that effect.
Yeah. Yes. It's not a happy love story usually.
I'm trying to sell the opera. You're not helping.
Well, the January production is Pagliacci.
Thank you. There you go.
And
tell us a little
am I giving anything away if I say that somebody dies
no,
at the end?
It doesn't end well.
It does not end well.
It doesn't end well.
But the music is wonderful. To get us to the end, the music is, I think, is wonderful. It's one of my favorite operas, and it's only it's a little over an hour. I think with they are going to do an intermission, I believe. So it's a relatively short opera. So if it's your first time at an opera, this is a great one to go to, because not only is the music so powerful, but it's short. So it gives you a great introduction. There's some wonderful music. Most people will, I think, recognize there's an aria there, Vesti la Giubba, which I'm not going to sing for you, but most people know it. I've heard it in commercials and things like that.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not familiar with this opera, so I should go.
Yes, you should.
Because I have not been to this one.
And
how would I get tickets? Just go to the website?
Go to the website or Ticketmaster or call the opera.
Okay. So speaking of tickets, we have two Ice Flyer tickets to give away for this Saturday, November 30th. All you have to do is text in at News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, and just answer this question: what's your favorite Pensacola magazine.
I should not have told the audience that I would be there. Nobody wants to go now.
Oh no!
Now I feel alone and
someone.
Oh dear!
Be sure and text it. I'll go if no one comes.
No, nobody likes me.
Okay, with that, we're going to go to the break. We'll be back with Malcolm in just a minute.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section, On the Market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Get into the island spirit with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce this holiday season. Join them on December 6th at 6:30 p.m. for the lighted boat parade, ending with Santa at Quiet Water Beach and a Soundside fireworks show. Then catch Santa riding the waves along Via de Luna Drive all the way to Casino Beach at the Surf and Santa Beach Parade on Sunday, December 8th at 2 p.m. Don't miss out on a minute of all the holiday fun. Visit PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more info.
Merry Christmas!
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income, Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg and Malcolm Ballinger as our guest. And every week when Malcolm comes on, when it's during the season, he is generous enough to give away Pensacola Ice Flyers tickets. So we do have a winner, Malcolm. And his name is John. So, John, you're going to need to text me back with your full name and your email and your date of birth so we can get that on record. I promise I won't tell anyone. And John said, best magazine in is Pensacola Magazine, of course, with a big smiley face. So, John, you're our winner this morning, so congratulations.
I think he must have felt sorry for me with nobody else.
And thank you to everybody but
We did get a flood of replies.
Thank
you. I don't feel so alone now and unwanted.
Don't tell Malcolm, but it was just a few texts. Shh, don't tell him. Okay, anyway, moving right along. So congratulations to our Ice Flyers winners, and thanks again,
Enjoy
Malcolm.
The game. Make sure you have lots of fun. Stamp your feet.
Oh, it's a blast. Holland. It's always a blast. So it should be a lot of fun on Saturday night for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have Malcolm come back for this next half hour, which I'm so thrilled that he's able to continue to join us. And right now we have the Pensacola Magazine as our favorite magazine of the morning. Mm-hmm. So we gave away our Ice Flyers tickets. And we were talking a little bit about the Pensacola Opera and the Symphony and some of the things that are coming up for the holidays and after the holidays. So I have no doubt that we will have quite a few things to talk about in this next half hour coming up.
I shall look forward to it.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you're here this morning with us. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, 850-437-1620. If you do have a question for Malcolm about Ballinger Publishing, he's also chairman of the board of the Council on Aging, and we just heard from Emily this morning talking about some of the services that they provide to our community. And, of course, he's involved with Pensacola Opera and the Symphony and the Ballet and so many different organizations. So I can't say enough good things about my friend Malcolm. And so if you have a question about any of those organizations or another question.
Can you
question,
see me blushing?
Yes, yes. Just all you have to do is just text in at 850-437-1620. We would love, love, love to hear from you this morning. And you are listening to News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg will be back right after the news.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Governor DeSantis has set the date for the special election for the District 1 congressional seat. We'll go through that timeline right after this update from Fox News.
Will the rockets finally stop? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A ceasefire is looming the day after Israel endured yet another barrage fired by militants from Lebanon that led to more Israeli airstrikes in response.
The Israeli cabinet will meet tomorrow to finalize a ceasefire with Hezbollah. That's according to an Israeli official speaking to Reuters after reports the two sides had agreed to a deal in principle. It would see Israeli troops withdraw from Lebanon and Hezbollah pull back from the border. The Lebanese military would be deployed as a buffer between the two sides.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. President-elect Trump's incoming border czar, Tom Holman, will go to the border tomorrow in Eagle Pass, Texas, where Fox's Bill Malugin reports that just yesterday, state troopers encountered about 200 more migrants crossing illegally, among them
60 unaccompanied migrant children. some as young as 2 years old. These are tiny little kids who are here with no adults, no guardians, being trafficked into the country by drug cartels and human smugglers. Some of them have little pieces of paper with addresses scribbled on them, places they want to go in the country to reunite with friends or family. Florida, California, Texas, New York, Missouri, Washington, Wisconsin.
Now, some Democrats, from attorneys general to governors to mayors, are planning to resist the Trump plan to carry out mass deportations. Some Americans have started to travel for Thanksgiving ahead of the rush that starts tomorrow. AAA predicts a record number of us, almost 80 million, will go somewhere. And as we get closer to the holiday, the weather could cause trouble.
For the west, rain along the coast and snow for the higher elevations. 3 to 4 feet will pile up over the Sierra Nevada range and into the Rockies. We also have two storms back-to-back for the eastern third of the country, bringing snow for the Great Lakes, the upper Midwest, and interior Northeast.
And as Fox meteorologist Janice Dean at the White House, President Biden is about to pardon peach and blossom in the pre-Thanksgiving tradition of sparing two turkeys. America's listening to Fox News.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. David Wayne. Right now we've got 65 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. The dates are set for the special election in Florida's first congressional district. Governor DeSantis announcing the dates last Friday that the special election primary will be held January 28th, the general election on April 1st. Today is the final day for interested state office holders to submit their notice of resignation to run for the seat. Now, so far, our list of candidates for the District 1 congressional seat includes Republicans Michelle Salzman, Joel Rudman, Jimmy Patronis, Jeff Witt, Gene Valentino, Charlie Kibog, Greg Merck, and John Frankman. Running without a party affiliation is Jonathan Green, and the only Democrat candidate that we know of is Gay Valamont. Vote by mail ballots for the primary will begin going out December 14th. Early voting in the primary will start on January 18th. Well, family members have identified the young woman that died in a crash on Gulf Beach Highway last week. The family issued a statement saying 23-year-old Savannah Ray Williams left them far too soon. They called her a, quote, radiant light in the lives of everyone she touched. Williams' vehicle reportedly went off the road on Gulf Beach Highway 1 week ago, striking signs in a utility pole. The car caught on fire. Rescue crews got Williams out of the vehicle, but she died after the crash at the hospital. Williams had been living in Pensacola after attending college in Gainesville. It's 10:04. We do have some reports of FHP on the move on I-10, but so far not seeing any reports of an accident or anything like that. But we will keep our eyes on that situation and let you know if we hear anything. It's 10:04. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a small chance of a stray sprinkle, 20% chance of rain overall. High today near 76 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. Keeping an isolated rain chance for that Tuesday morning, 20% chance of rain. High near 74 Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 65 degrees in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Your next news at 10:30. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel, with Malcolm Ballinger this morning. Malcolm, thanks for coming back and sticking around for a little while longer.
You are welcome. Happy to do it.
So we were just discussing so many different things. And
One thing before we go further.
Correction. Said.
Yes, Pagliacci is not the first opera. It's the second opera in March. The first opera is Marriage of Figaro in January.
And I love Marriage of Figaro. That's,
you do?
People would recognize that music, I think. That's probably pretty well known for opera.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that some of you may or may not know is that you've probably gathered by now that Malcolm and I have been friends for many, many years. But one of the things that really impressed me and actually moved me very much was when he told me that he wanted to become a United States citizen. So you may have noticed the accent that Malcolm has. He has such a beautiful voice.
I don't think I have an accent, do I?
I know you don't think you do, but trust me. You do. So maybe, where are you from in England?
I'm from a town called Derby.
Derby.
But you pronounce it Derby. It's D-E-R-B-Y, but in England it's pronounced Derby.
Interesting.
As in the horse races, the Derby.
The Derby. Derby, but it's spelled Derby.
Spelled Derby.
Interesting. Okay. And when did you come to the U.S.?
In 1977.
What brought you here?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but in 1977 in England, the economy was terrible. There were strikes, there were brownouts on a daily basis, couldn't get sugar, things like that. The unions, the coal miners, everybody was at loggerheads with the government. And I had, at the time, two boys, Richard and Peter. And I said to my wife, Glenn, I said, you know, this is no future. We should think about maybe leaving the country. We thought a little bit about Australia or Canada. But her sister, Linda, had married an American serviceman living in Denver. So she said, I'll call my sister, see what we can do. And one thing led to another. And a year later, we landed in Denver, Colorado.
I didn't realize you had started out in Denver. Okay.
Yeah. Lived there for, I think, about 7 years before I went to Omaha, Nebraska, back to Denver, to Rhode Island, to all kinds of places.
So what brought you, how did you land here in Pensacola?
Well, at the time, I worked for the Kmart Corporation.
Oh, gosh.
The much lamented Kmart Corporation.
Yeah, I liked Kmart. Can I just say that? I mean, I miss Kmart, quite frankly.
It was horribly mismanaged.
Mm.
This often happens with companies that have been around a long time. And anyway, I was assigned to the Southeast Division, which was at that time from Houston, Texas to Maryland, to Annapolis, 500 and something stores, and I was in charge of merchandising. I moved down here. In fact, my wife was moving into the house,
mm-hmm.
and I was in Nashville at a store, and we got the call that they were filing for Chapter 11, and they were going to consolidate the divisions and do all kinds of crazy things. So you have a choice. You can take a retirement package, or you can come back to Detroit, where I had lived for about 2 years. And I didn't want to go back to Detroit. my wife definitely didn't and put a foot down, said, I'm done moving. No more.
Okay.
So I took the buyout package and looked for a business to buy because I knew that in the consumer electronics or in the retail business, I would have to move again to find a decent position. So
had you been involved in publishing before?
No, not at all.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've certainly made a success of it.
It seemed like a great idea because one of the problems with retail business is that you have inventory and staff, long opening hours, and there's all the worries of staff shrinkage. You're never away from the business. And I thought, you know, this would be great work, Monday to Friday, easy job.
Just kidding.
Yeah. And so that's kind of how it... how I got to Pensacola. And I must say, I loved Pensacola from day one. Lived a lot of places, but I can safely say that I think Pensacola was the most welcoming. They didn't care that I was from another country.
Actually, we probably loved it because it was fresh air, fresh viewpoint. But what I wanted to ask you about, Malcolm, which I think you know, our Pep Talk listeners would find of interest, is that you became an American citizen. And with so much, and we're not going to go there, but with so much conversation this last election about immigration and legal immigration and, you know, illegal immigrants, et cetera, we're not going there. No. But I find it fascinating because you went through the process of becoming an American citizen, and it's not an easy one. Would you mind sharing this morning about that?
Yeah, sure.
Because you now are officially a U.S. citizen.
Yes. Well, I'll go back to entering the country. Back in 1976, when I first applied, there was a very limited amount, and still is, of legal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So many from the Eastern Hemisphere and so many from the Western Hemisphere. I was allowed in under the in those days was the fifth preference status, which was my wife, Glenn, was sister of an American citizen.
Her
sister had taken
okay.
citizenship at the time, which put us a little ways down the list.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to do all kinds of forms, had to go to the American Embassy in London.
Oh, really?
Go through, a minimal, as I remember, a little health check. And you had to sign all sorts of affidavits and things. Finally, we got a green card and, of course, landed in Denver.
And explain a green card. I've heard that. I mean, there's a movie, green
card.
Yeah,
green card means essentially that you have a social security number. You essentially do everything other than you can't vote. You're not an American citizen, but you can work and do these things.
Okay.
I do want to tell a little story.
Okay. I think we have time.
You sort of got me started on this. We flew into Chicago.
Oh,
in
boy.
1977.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, on British TV, on TV around the world, Chicago's kind of a nobody talks to you and there's gangsters and that kind of stuff. I was from England.
I
was green.
Yeah.
So we got off the flight and we had to go to another terminal. And I'm kind of standing there. And we probably stood out because we were dressed in a European way, which is different to the way they dress in the U.S. And I'm looking at the signs and boards, not knowing what to do. And this guy came up to us and said, excuse me, do you know where you're going? I said, well, we just got off a flight from England and we're going to Denver. And I think we have to go to terminal something or other. Oh, no problem. He says, just wait here a second. The bus will come by and it'll take you. And the bus came by and he said, just jump on this bus. You'll be fine. And he says to the driver, they're going to Denver. Make sure they get off at the right place.
Oh, sweet.
And I thought, how great is this? So we got to the terminal and little Peter, who was, I think, three at the time, said, Dad, can we have a beef burger?
Oh. Oh.
And so we went upstairs into the restaurant.
Oh.
And so I said, well, tell the young lady what you want. He said, I want a beef burger and chips.
Oh.
She said, what?
What is that?
What is that?
What kind of potato chips?
I said a hamburger and french
chips?
Fries.
Yeah. What kind of potato chips do you
want? Yeah.
Oh, sweet. And, use that.
So these people said, oh, you're not from here, are you? Well, no. And they said, oh, where did you come from? Oh, good luck. And he said, where are you going? To Denver. Well, they looked up at the board. It's gate so-and-so. You know, you go down that way. Everybody was so incredibly helpful. And at that point, I said, this must be good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do have a lot going for us.
Still
Americans.
Makes me a little bit emotional.
Yeah,
because,
I see
that. My little boys.
I know. But that is a great compliment to the value of kindness. And
yes.
I talked about that a little
bit last
week.
I've never forgotten and I never will. Yeah. And I try now to be as kind as I can to other people, particularly strangers.
And noticing. Yeah. You know, get out of my phone as I'm walking through somewhere. And when you see someone that looks a little lost or maybe doesn't know where they're going. There's so many opportunities every single day to be kind.
Yes.
And even when you're going through the checkout line at the grocery store, I always try to say, how are you doing today? Because I watch people, they don't even acknowledge the person checking them out. And I always think, just they're a human being.
Yeah.
Just say hello.
Any
little gesture. In the end, we're the ones that benefit from the most. Yeah.
So
back to how you got your citizenship.
So fast forward to 2007.
Okay.
In the meantime, I moved around a lot. We had applied for citizenship, but then moved.
Right.
And so we never carried through with it. In 2007, we said we must do it. So the process, most people don't understand, is a pretty complex thing.
That's what you were saying. That's what I'm interested in.
We made out the forms, and I think we had to pay $200 or $300 for each of us. My wife and I, excuse me. And then the first trip was to New Orleans, I think. Was it to be fingerprinted or something? Then we made a second trip to Jackson for an interview. And finally, about a year later, we got your official.
Wow. So that took, a year and a half almost?
Yeah, probably.
From the time you started doing the and it sounds a little expensive.
Yeah, by the time the whole thing finished up with travel and everything, it was pretty darn expensive. So at that point, the next, and by the way, I bitterly regret this decision. We did not go through the ceremony in Pensacola. We went to Jacksonville for it. The next one in Pensacola was like 4 or 5 months away, and we wanted to get it over and done with. Since then, I've attended many of the naturalization ceremonies. In fact, been keynote speaker several times. And it's such a beautiful ceremony in Pensacola. It is so much better than the one in Jacksonville. There were like 400 of us in a big auditorium. It was very clinical. In Pensacola, they do a wonderful job. It's very personal. And anyway, I digress. But I still regret that decision. So we went to Jacksonville. And hold up your right hand, and you know, that's pretty much what it was. And that was 2007. So we became citizens. My oldest two boys, who were born in England, we left it to them to sort of at some point take citizenship, which they later did. My youngest, of course, Andy, was born in the U.S., so he was a natural born citizen.
Wow, I love that story. We are listening to Pep Talk this morning at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620, chatting with Malcolm Ballinger this morning. And although we have talked quite a bit about Ballinger Publishing, we're also talking about that process of becoming an American citizen. So if you have a question for Malcolm, you can always text it at 850-437-1620. And one of our listeners, Bruce, when we were talking about green cards, sent in this comment. So thank you, Bruce, for sending this in. It's very interesting. He says, a green card holder is a permanent resident that has been granted authorization to live and work in the United States on a permanent basis. As proof of the status, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services grants a person a permanent resident card, commonly called a green card, and he says, but they are no longer green in color.
Oh.
So thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
That's really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole process, I think it's so interesting. We have these big political conversations about it, but the actual process of becoming a U.S. citizen is not that easy. It sounds like there was quite a bit to it.
You know, an interesting aspect, when we went to, I think it was Jacksonville, was it first? I had to go twice. The first time we went, you have the interview, and they give you a test of questions that are based on the Constitution and the system of government, etc. So for 6 months prior to this, we were trying to learn all the things, how many senators, how many congressmen, what's the Second Amendment, all of these things. So after a couple of months, I mean, we knew all 50 questions.
Wow.
So one of the party games we used to play when we had friends over for dinner.
Uh-oh. I know where this is going.
Yes. So we would read the questions.
Oh, no.
And I have to say, most of them fell down pretty badly.
Oh, that's embarrassing, but it's so true. I bet. I mean, I hate to say this, but I bet you most Americans today probably would not do well on that test. Just because we're busy and we probably had, if you had U.S. history, I'm not sure they even teach it anymore, but we had civics and government classes back when I was in high school. And we had to learn all that stuff and learn the 50 states. And I can remember having a test where you had to actually, it was like a blank U.S. map and you had to fill in each of the states.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember those kinds of things, but ask me now. Oh, I don't know. I probably would not know the
answer. In fairness, they probably don't use that info on a daily basis. So it tends to get supplanted by other information. But what surprised me was I thought the simplest question of all is how many senators? Because I think Senate comes from the Roman word for 100. I think it's very close.
I do remember that our government was initially based on the original Roman Senate and that whole hierarchy of how they used to do things.
But 100 is an easy one to remember, but it is was amazing how many people just didn't remember that. But again, it's we had the advantage that we studied for months to make sure. So eventually, when we went into Jacksonville, my wife was very, very nervous. And we went in, we had to go in separately. And they asked.
So you're in a room with one person, several people? Or
yeah, just one person, an examiner.
Oh, okay. That's intimidating.
Yeah. What was one of the questions? What are the three branches of government?
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Fortunately, I aced it.
Yes.
And she said, good job. And then Glenn went in and she aced it, too.
Just one question? No,
I think we were asked three each.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Three questions. I'm trying to remember what the other one was. I think one of them was how many senators. And I don't remember what the third question was. But they were relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the examiner, a lady, very nice lady, and I said, well, that was pretty easy. You know, we've been stressing about this for so long. And she said, nah, don't worry about it. We just want to make sure, A, that you can kind of converse, have a understanding, general understanding of the language and the system of government. And you clearly do, so you're good to go.
No, I think that's great.
Mm.
I think it's great. So what did it feel like when you took the oath? Do you remember what the oath was? Is it the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, it was you pledge not to. The one that I remember most is you hold no allegiance to any foreign potentate country or. Yeah, I don't really remember.
So it's kind of an oath or a pledge to this
country. To the United States. That you're now a citizen and you're. Your allegiance is to the United States of America, which I was, of course, happy to do. By this time, we'd been in the country, 30 years.
Wow, okay.
Because everybody thought we were citizens anyway, and we did. As I said, we did try several times.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when we were in Detroit, and we actually go down into the center of Detroit to have the first interview. That was an experience.
So a little different from the Chicago airport is what you're saying.
Well, I've never seen so many burned out, boarded up homes in my life.
Oh, that's
now,
sad.
I think it's changed a lot since then. That was at the time. That was about 2000 or a little bit before, was it 98, when things were a little different.
Right,
Detroit
right.
was really in a terrible state. So rather than have to do that again, and we sort of put it up. But anyway, I left Detroit very shortly after. So that was...
So what was it like the first time you voted? Because I think we Americans kind of just, I mean, I remember the first time I voted and I was so excited about it. And a bunch of us went, it was a big deal. I don't know that folks make a big deal about it anymore for the youngsters, but what was it like for you the first time you voted?
I must say that I was obviously excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I early voted the first day.
Oh, of course. Oh, there you go.
I think one of the things that I detect with many voters is that sometimes they just don't vote. People say to me, well, I just don't vote. You have to be a naturalized citizen, I think, sometimes to fully understand the importance of voting.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege, yes.
I mean, it's such a privilege, in my humble opinion. I just think that even if you're conflicted, go vote. It matters.
Yes. I mentioned earlier that I've been to many of the naturalization services, and I related my story. I was a keynote speaker.
Great.
I think four times.
Really?
And, you know, I related my story, and there's a lot more to it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But also they would pick one person from the class and ask them to stand up and briefly tell their story, where they were from. And I incorporated into my speech later, well, let me go back to the person. They were from behind the Iron Curtain at the time.
Wow.
And they talked about hanging on the underside of a railroad car for hours and hours in the winter to get over the border and out.
Oh, gosh. So they escaped from a communist country.
And so I said later in my speech, I mentioned that this lady and family had done this. And I said, you know, I'm standing up here relating my story, but I really feel like a fraud because I came over on a 747 and we had choice of, you know, meal and landed in Chicago. And I really feel like a fraud. I came the easy way. You understand when you hear those people, what it means to them. I've never lived in a repressive society. These people have, and the will, what they would do to get away, there was really no limits to what they would do. Those are the people that vote every time and understand the value of democracy.
Absolutely. What a beautiful story, Malcolm, to have you talk a little bit about your citizenship. I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And, you know, on this week of Thanksgiving and having gratitude, I can imagine that I can see it in his eyes, the gratitude he has for being a U.S. citizen. And it's true. There are people here who have really come in the hard way and really fully live up to that role of a U.S. citizen and are very proud to be a part of this country.
Yes.
So I just think that it's phenomenal and that you had that opportunity. And I'm grateful that you're here with us. And I still like the English accent, so it hasn't gone away in 30 plus years. So
it probably won't.
I know. You got to keep it. You got to keep it.
I honestly don't think I have. I don't perceive that I have an accent. I think after is that 47 years? 47 years in the United States, that you would think it would be moderated.
So why
and I think
is
it is moderated.
So why is it that I can be in the South? I grew up in the South, then I had all this voice coaching to get rid of my accent, and the minute I moved back here, I start talking like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're keeping your English accent, I don't know.
If I went back to England now, I bet my English accent would
be
come
Southern.
Back. Yeah, it would be Southern.
Thank you so much, Malcolm.
Thank you.
Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. What a great story. A lot for us all to be grateful for this week.